Richard Burke is busy preparing for an epic 130-mile walk to raise money for the charity Wiltshire Sight. He joins me now. So, have you done anything like this before, Richard? This sounds quite a challenge.
Yeah, over the years I've done a few things. So, but my recent one, just after lockdown, I've done an ultra marathon along the Ridgeway from Oxford to Avebury Rings to raise money for Wiltshire Sight. So, I'm no newbie to this. Through the 90s, I was a Paralympian. I went to a visually impaired school in Exeter and had a great sports teacher who pushed me in the right direction. And I competed in athletics, went on to alpine ski racing, believe it or not, through the 90s, where I went to three Olympic Games. And I've always done sport. This is nothing new to me. I've always done a lot of fundraising, cycled Europe a few years ago as well. So, but this one's going to be a challenge, definitely.
Sure, they all sound like challenges in their own way. What's your sight loss condition?
I have leveral genital amaurosis, basically. Mine's genetic. It's a gene that my parents carry.
And in terms of raising money for Wiltshire Sight, why are they so close to your heart?
Basically, they sort of amalgamated with Sight Support in Bristol, and they were sort of reaching out to people locally. And from there, I just thought, I've got time to give these people. Now they've established themselves, and they're really making a difference locally to me. You know, I live out in the middle of nowhere, but they do a coffee morning at my local sports centre. You know, it's just things like that. They're just making a difference locally. People are talking about them. Do things just help it along its journey, basically. Volunteer as much time as possible, really.
So tell us about this challenge. It's from South Downs Way to Clarendon Way.
That's right, yep. So basically, I'm actually starting just outside of Brighton. That's our starting point. It's the highest point in East Sussex. So from there, we're going to head back to Winchester. And then from Winchester, we pick up with the Clarendon Way that starts at Winchester Cathedral. But we've got a fair few miles to do in between then, a few nights sleeping out. So we should hopefully get there back to sort of maybe Sunday evening back into Winchester and then head on straight onto the Clarendon Way, find somewhere to sleep for the night and then hopefully finish just outside of Salisbury on Monday evening to finish down in the charity shop or in the cathedral Tuesday afternoon.
And what date are you doing it?
Friday the 23rd of May, and I'm going to be getting back to Salisbury, I think, roughly the 27th or the 28th, if everything goes to plan.
And you mentioned we.
My partner's in crime, so I've got two friends joining me, and they're actually giving up some time, which is much appreciated. I've got Mark, and I've got Nikos as well. So Mark's a blacksmith locally. He runs his own forge. And then Nikos is a cobbler. He makes shoes, orthopedic shoes, and he works out of Bath.
Your guide dog as well. What's your guide dog's name?
My guide dog's called Dilly. Basically, through looking at some of the maps and through getting some feedback from people, I'm not too sure with the first section because a lot of flint track, and I don't want to take unnecessary risks, and we're going to be covering a lot of distance the first few days. But yeah, I'm planning on, he's going to join me just outside of Salisbury with some other friends with their guide dogs. I'm a part of the guide dog group in Salisbury as well. We're very active and do a lot of fundraising. So we're all going to walk in together, which would be great.
Fantastic. And how much are you looking to raise? What are you hoping for?
Well, literally it started off, I think, at £300 and I think we're pretty much up to about 1,500 at the moment. So, you know, anything's making a difference. It really is. It's allowing us to get to other people. We're quite lucky. A lot of the local opticians go on board, and Wiltshire Sight have got a charity shop with a drop-in centre in Salisbury. So if there's anyone with a visual impairment and any needs, they can go there at any time. So, you know, it's just making sure that we've got the funding to keep these things going for local people or the whole of the South, really.
Yeah. And if anyone does want to donate to Richard, if you go to www.justgiving.com/campaign/Richards-South-Downs-Way-Walk. Well, former Paralympian Richard Burke, thanks very much for talking to us today and good luck on your walk.
Not a problem. Thanks for your time, Barry. It's been great.
Superb.